Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Bobby the Vestal Get Posh Live from Manchester, day one. You guys are loud.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Where we ask important questions like, what if Dudley was the chosen one?
Does she just take Dudley and leave, Harry?
No, that should probably still take Harry, but again, we'll just instantly put him onto the stairs. We don't have a spare bedroom, Harry.
I feel she'd take Dudley, then old mate would be there and be like, you need to take...
You should probably grab them.
Come on, take it.
Fine.
I like your motion for putting Harry under the stairs. Is it still a baby? Slam! See you in 12 years. Well, not at that point. At that point, it's just an under the stairs cupboard.
All right,
that ain't no place for a baby to grow up.
We got a spare yoga mat no one uses.
Put the baby on that.
Yeah.
So does Voldemort know that Dudley was the reason he died?
Yeah.
He's going to be more upset about that because Dudley's just a muggle, right?
Yeah. That's not even my, like, half-blood.
He's just a muggle. He's not anything cool. That's going to kill
Voldemort.
That's going to suck.
Well, that actually makes a rivalry far more impressive because, like, Harry is pure blood.
Yeah.
Not so much Dudley. So Voldemort's defeated by the thing that he hates straight off the bat.
Does Voldemort be like, look, that boy pushed another baby out of the way. In his infancy, Dudley was a dick. It's hardwired into Dudley's way of being. Does Dudley get parcel tongue?
Yeah, I was going to say, probably gets parcel tongue.
Is it parcel tongue or parcel mouth?
Parcel tongue.
I always wondered if there were other tongues for, like, the badger. Like, if you're a Hufflepuff, can you talk badger? Like, the equivalent where you're in, like, the zoo and there's a badger and you're like, the badger's like, don't let me out, I'm a badger, I have enough room.
Okay. No, leave me alone. Stop it.
Well, so in this situation you're saying that Dudley is still just a muggle. He can speak parcel tongue,
yeah.
Which means that when it comes to freeing the snake from the glass, he's just punching it. Or picking up a rock and being like, oh, how did that happen?
The snake's free.
Yeah, the snake's like, let me out. So we're like, where's that turkey? Or you! Let this snake out or I'll bash you!
Alright, 8-year-old kid. Go
I feel like that's the kind of thing that maybe Vernon Dursley buys the snake.
Snake for my boy, of course! I'll buy the zoo if I have to!
Just go to
the zoo!
Imagine a person called We Bought a Zoo. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. It's just got Vernon on the front.
And it's called I Bought a Zoo, and then in brackets, for my son.
Yeah. And then close brackets, open brackets again, I love my boy.
So, does our version of Harry Potter with Dudley in the place of the first one open with the Dursleys owning a zoo?
Yes.
Because I am for that. That rules.
Well, yeah, he's talking to snakes, he's like, Daddy, I want this, and he'll have it. He doesn't get it. So, yeah, they've got a zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
Alright, so living in the zoo?
Although, does the fact that Dudley got 35 presents as opposed to 36 show that the Dursleys are losing money?
Like, it's one present at a time. Well, Petunia explains the presents that he got that year were more expensive, but I think Mike the Beagle was just a veiled way to cover up how they love him less now. Well, once a kid that reaches a certain age, not as fun. That's just a fact of parenting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Once your life it turns 12, like, oh, you're a shit now. Come back to me when you're at least like an adult and less annoying.
Well, you spend so much time with your kid. Eventually, like, just know everything about you.
I got nothing to talk to a 10-year-old about. Yeah. Oh, you like fucking video games? Sick one, kid. You're real original. You can barely read. 10, I fucked up so
much. You can barely read. I don't know how I did that. Sorry. That's all me.
Nah, I should have gone to homeschool, you know.
Yeah. Hey, so is Dudley getting a letter from Hogwarts? Harry is, presumably.
Well, Harry is, and then there's going to be another one be like, oh, I guess he has some wizarding abilities.
Or
can talk to snakes. And whatever Voldy transports to him, because I guess he's now a Horcrux, yeah?
Yes, Dudley's now a Horcrux.
Does that come with, like, neat gifts?
I just like the idea of Dumbledore being like, better get him in the school.
Yeah.
Not a wizard, but I'd like to have him around.
Well, we do need him. He's been marked for dead.
Yeah.
We are going to kill this fat boy.
That's a child. Dumbledore's going to be like, good.
Yeah. Good. Dumbledore was like, I'm not cool with it, I guess, but Harry Potter has to die.
Yeah.
With Dudley, you might just shoot him.
Because it's like, when Dumbledore, effective. It's like, all right, we're going to raise this lovely boy who is a pure blood wizard. That's great. Ah, it's a logo.
This
how old?
It's basically like killing a cow.
Bang, bang. Opens up the door of a proven drive. Bang, bang. Thanks for your time. I'm double.
How old? Oh, there's none. I'm back in this question. How old does Dudley have to be before it's fine for Dumbledore to shoot him?
I think he's got to finish his schooling.
Is there like an upper and lower like limit?
What?
There's not an upper limit. You can't be too old to die.
I'm the older you get, frankly, the easier it becomes.
You're like, all right, 6 months and beyond, like this is upper low. Yeah. Well, like,
you're saying, is there an age range in which it's okay to kill?
Yeah.
No. I'm saying the other way around, which is far more upsetting. It's fine for a bit, then you're an actual child, and then it's fine again. No.
Alright.
Either way, it's okay. Dudley has to go to Hogwarts, because I imagine if Dumbledore was like, let's just ice this fat boy.
Yeah.
The rest of the wizarding community would be like, no. What? No.
They need to ice him or fatten him up, like, to give him the final confrontation.
Well, that's what I mean. They're like, well, because isn't the prophecy one can't live while the other is around or some shit?
Yeah, basically, they have a big old fight.
Yeah.
So the thing is with Harry, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to train you to be a wizard anyway.
Yeah.
With Dudley, there's no pretext.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, we're going to make you fight Voldemort. Sick.
Which I think Dudley would be full on in for.
Yeah, right.
I feel like eventually you're going to fight a guy with no nose. Dudley would be like, I'll fight anyone. I don't give a fuck. I'll fight you.
He's the one that killed your aunt. I don't care.
Who gives a shit? Oh, it's Dudley. And he just pushes over the cage and forks the Phoenix. He'll come back. Dudley. Just waiting in Dumbledore's snapping forks his neck again and again. Please don't do that. Whatever, I'll come back. I don't give a fuck.
I'm Dudley.
I'm Dudley, motherfucker.
We've got the letter. They're like, Harry's letter is just a regular letter. The one to Dudley's just like, we don't want to send you this, but we have to.
What is this mum and dad gonna do? Are they gonna come along?
I think they'd be very proud. Yeah, I imagine
they'd be very proud. They'd be like, hell yeah, proceed to school, all the best for my little daughters.
Because how does that? Because Harry Potter, I always thought this was so fucked up. You know how Harry doesn't know he has to walk through the wall?
Yeah.
That's intense that that's not in the letter.
Like,
if I was a muggle-born wizard and I arrived there and I just didn't see a plot, first of all, I'd be like, I don't know, 3 points, what kind of bullshit?
Well, this letter's a joke.
What the fuck? And then if I got there and I saw someone go through a wall, I'd be like, I'm not doing that. Where's the fucking door?
I'm pretty sure at that moment, that's when Dudley just shoves Harry and walks in.
Yeah.
Dudley does not seem like a man who is afraid of a wall.
It's funny that Dudley probably just like goes if you walk through it by trying to throw a kid into it. It's like steal his wallet or something.
That's great, because that means a bottle lives up on the other side. Or if Muggles can't get through, that Dudley's like that, and the guy in here up against the wall. And it's just on the other side, two arms coming out. One holding a wand.
Dudley rules.
Alright.
Get to the Hogwarts Express.
Who's he sitting with?
Who's he making friends? Not Ron Weasley.
Not Harry.
He opened the door and be like, poor, and then go with him. Would you like to sit with me? Poor.
Open door with Hermione. Nerd. He's going. Hermione. Nerd boy, Harry, got a dark boy.
You can go to this one, it's full of a nerd, the Poro.
The lady with the trolley and the snacks come past Harry's like, I'd like to buy one of her. And Dudley just kicks over the trolley.
No one gets any food except for the pumpkin pastry.
Oh, you can't buy more. Destroys everything. Is he going to sit with Malfoy?
No,
I reckon he'd bully the shit out of Malfoy.
Malfoy is so prime for bullying that it infuriates me no one ever did.
Such a queen!
Malfoy's haircut on the first day of school is slick back blonde the hair.
A little Percy boy.
Imagine Dudley's go through and he's like, poor, nerd, whoa.
What the fuck are you?
I'm just like, poor, nerd, hair!
Everybody come look at this!
Oi, poor kid and nerd kid! Get in here!
towards Dudley. Sorry.
Shithead!
Yeah!
Yeah! Shithead!
Sorry, Malfoy.
I can imagine. Which one is
the boy pretty
big?
Oh, yeah. They're the same guy.
It does not matter.
Pat and O'Goyle just hitting Malfoy in the head, but like down. Like,
yeah. Like, boom!
Malfoy
unconscious.
Malfoy crying goes and like going against every mind. That's a nice little friendship group happening.
Yeah, that's true. Look, united against Dudley.
Yeah, against Malfoy. I don't think that'll happen either, because then Malfoy will double down on hating Ron for being poor. Yeah. Malfoy's like, I need to find myself in a social thing. But he can't be the poor. Malfoy is just, he's nothing.
He's nothing. Would he try and gravitate towards Harry to be like, you know, you're related to that bully or something?
Maybe he would go and find Neville and be like, I'm
not at the top, obviously, but who is at the bottom?
Yeah.
Neville. And I can just bully Neville and he'll be my friend forever.
Yeah. I also think, I don't know if Dudley will have anyone to pick on Harry but him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Dudley wants that prime bully position.
Yeah.
And he deserves it, frankly.
Yeah.
All right. It's crazy to imagine that Malfoy is just unconscious for that trip, and the lady with the broken pride being like, anything from, oh, okay, but she doesn't want to say anything in case Dudley comes back.
Dudley was 12 in this one.
Also, is anyone else imagining Dudley in his carriage smoking cigarettes out of
the way? I bet he's a leather jacket.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What you say? Don't be smoked?
Don't be fucking smoked? No!
Go get some smoke.
Fuck off! This train will go to fuck to hell.
Crap the Goyle just shocked. They are not used to this level of, swearing for what?
So he's not
a wizard swear.
Fuck off!
So he's on his way to Hogwarts. He's already got like a boss there.
Yeah,
that's great.
So they arrive at Hogwarts.
Hagrid, did Hagrid get involved?
Not yet.
Okay, so Hagrid has no, I'm so sad, Hagrid has like no nice relationship with Harry.
That's also funny because it means Harry doesn't know he's rich. Nor does Harry know anything about being a wizard. He doesn't even know that he's a wizard.
Surely when the letters came, at some point.
Yeah,
no, but just
now. Dudley and say Harry in the, like at the snake pit.
Yeah.
And Dudley's like, oh, that snake wants to get out. And then like Harry blink out the glass.
Maybe.
Oh, actually, what's probably going to happen is Dudley gets the letter.
Yeah.
Petunia and Uncle Vernon are like, fuck yeah, our kid rules. Harry gets the letter. They're like, this must be some kind of mistake. Batman instead. So they send Dudley to school, and then Harry writes to Hagrid, and Hagrid's like, this wasn't a mistake. And the book like does is like, no, he's shit. He's on the stairs.
No, you must be out on the gravesite. You're really waiting for Hogwarts.
You're a wizard, Harry. You, Dudley, are not, but you will be going to Hogwarts. You're a new type of something. We've never had this before. Harry, frankly, I don't have a speech for this.
Harry doing is like, I'm a what? Harry's like, well, we'll get to that later. It's less so you're a wizard. It's actually not that complicated. Dudley, what you are.
You're practically a muggle. What you fucking say?
No, nothing. That's fucking right. You give me your word of honor. So,
you're the boy who, I guess, lives, technically. Yeah, what I am. It's like a Rick Lopez shirt.
So, they arrive at Hogwarts. There's folks from memory. Great hall. Dudley just eats throughout all the speeches.
Yeah.
Okay, so this
some chicken. Oh, shit.
Occasionally mumbles, fuck up, shut up! This speech is going for fucking ages.
They'd be doubled on being like, welcome first year student. Dumbledore be like, can I have KFC?
You can have some chicken.
Most of this is pumpkin based!
Yes, you can eat
that. That fucking sucks! I need the Colonel's best!
Welcome to Hogwarts, everybody.
Hogwarts! Should be called Shit Food High!
Why am I engaging with the boy?
Why? Who did fucking K-Fry? What about Nando's?
Can we go and get some K-Fry?
Hey. Shit Food High is hilarious.
That is great.
It's also because he's clearly in this situation, not impressed by the fact that food is being magic. Oh no, it's so fucking magic, it matched me some KFC.
I like imagining him not quite figuring out where he's coming from and moving one of the tables to get to the floor. Yeah, whatever, carry on.
What's going on here?
Where's it coming from?
Fuck, this sucks.
Who's last name?
Dudley.
Yeah.
Dursley.
Dursley.
Double D.
DJ, alright. At that point, shortly, within about 2 moments, you just got double it all being Mr. Dursley.
Yeah,
he's yelling at me.
Trying to, that sounds like a bad beginning for Dudley.
Mr. Dursley, shut up! What are you going to do about it?
Is
you're
it,
old!
Surely he's being stupefied like that.
Is that legal for a teacher to paralyze a student?
I imagine if he's hassling Dumbledore's grapes enough, yeah, straight away.
Maybe someone else stupefies him with Dumbledore.
Is anyone a teacher here?
Yeah, good.
Have you ever paralyzed a student?
One question. Have you ever wanted to?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you had the power, would you?
Well, wait, yeah, the board could be
the other. Wizards are above the law. They're paralyzing that child from 8 to 5.
I feel like every other student is going to be like, thank you, this is a frightening beginning to my school year, but I see why that was necessary.
It's also funny, it just doesn't work.
I'm a muggle!
I can just see like the thing with Optimus.
No, slams in a wrong move.
Alternatively, this is a Horcrux. Maybe he just opens his shirt and
hits the star. Yeah, that's true. Bounces back, hits Dumbledore. Students, clerk! Alright, now we can eat in peace.
Oh, I forgot to ask you where the local K-Fry was. There isn't an answer.
Fine, big and hairy. Where's the K-Fry?
What's a K-Fry?
Ah, you know nothing.
I hate this school!
So we finished the great meal.
Yeah,
yep, not going with that. The feast, the banquet, the welcome to Hogwarts food.
Yeah, welcome to Hogwarts food, that's correct.
That's the one.
That's the official title.
Now comes the sorting hat.
Oh, good.
So the obvious answer is
so
sleep.
Well, where's a crying Malfoy going to go? I feel at that point, even the hat's going to be like, oh.
Oh, mate.
Oh. So,
alternatively, we just snap cut to the Hogwarts Express going back, and now boy is still unconscious.
At this point, is he
dead? I'm calling out the with the sword of that. Luke, Lucius? No, what's his name?
Draco.
Draco Malfoy? Draco Malfoy? Does anyone know where Draco is? Everyone who saw the fight is currently like, oh, fuck. It's...
Okay. Something.
Alright, so
Malfoy
doesn't make
Hogwarts.
Oh,
boy. So, something that you think that Dudley would be Slytherin, but I disagree.
Oh, yeah.
So, there's obviously the four schools.
Yeah.
Gryffindor, Hogwarts, Ravenclaw, Slytherin, but...
That's not true, right?
Yeah.
Alright, so yeah, obvious choice, Slytherin. But I don't know if Dudley's not coming.
He's not coming at all.
He's just, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
It's usually a fist to the mouth.
Yeah. He's not brave.
Definitely
not
brave.
He's a bit brave.
He's aggressive.
Not
not the same thing.
Ravenclaw, he's not clever, however.
Hufflepuff?
Maybe.
No, but a Hufflepuff needs to be loyal, and Dudley's loyal to himself.
Yeah. Grab oil in the mouth if he had to.
Yeah.
I propose a fifth house.
Yeah.
I think that what happens is Dudley becomes the founding father of Hogwarts. And something happens, someone's like, fifth house!
House Dudley!
That would be Dursley House.
No, Dudley House makes more sense. Because he's Dursley is just, like, he is Dudley Dursley, but he's Dudley first. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
he's
like, my dad is a Dursley, I'm a Dudley.
Call me Dudley Dudley.
So, just like the song of Dad, you could be...
No!
The Dunner's house.
Yeah. Dunner's house.
Wow. What's the mascot? Is it just him?
Yeah.
You know, finger.
No, no.
So, it's like...
Grabbing fish. Oh, no, I know the finger. Yeah.
It's funny, just relax.
That means if you are true to Dudley House, you could talk to Dudley.
So like what, 50 years from now, it's like, well, kind of Hogwarts we have our yesterday with our great Ravenclaw. We've got this
Dudley.
Ah, house does. That's great. The next
year for his first year putting up the advent, Dumpling House! What?
First year, oh man, crap happened to a noise. Dumpling House!
Yeah, it's right.
What are the prerequisites for Dumpling House?
If I like them, they get in.
Anyone want to know what happened? You come to in my school.
Anybody wants to be in Dumpling House, just say it, I'll let you win.
Also good that it's like, the song here goes on, says, Dudley just like, ah, hang on, no, this kid looks lame.
Put him in one of the other fucking houses.
Harry puts it on, he's just like, oh, you could, what you probably want to do with your cousin. I guess he's not,
no, not in that.
Wait, if he's in my house, can I hit him?
You can't hit any of the students, Mr. Walker.
Why not? Is it a rule book? It's not in the rule book, he can't.
It's really just basic decorum, isn't it?
I mean, each house has their own rules.
If it's not the rules, I can hit whoever I like.
Alright, rules of Team Dunners. Rule one, smack Harry Potter.
That's less of a rule and more of an instruction, Dudley.
Rule
this
two.
On too. It would be so scary to then get sorted into Dudley House. Because even if I put it on, you know, sorting hats, like, Jackson, you could be in this house, you could be in this house. I'm like, oh, I don't know, put me in Hufflepuff, and it's like, I'm sorry. Dudley wants you in his house.
Well, what are the attributes? Just,
if Dudley likes you, you're in.
I reckon you might end up in Dudley House.
Hell yeah! I personally would like to go in Dudley House, because it seems rowdy. And it seems like that's a house that maybe even fought a teacher wouldn't get in trouble.
I also want to kind of join Team Dudley.
Yeah.
It's a good house.
I can imagine Dudley seeing you as a threat, but seeing Jackson as a dumb fuck. Saying, like, it'll be funny and I can hit him if I get bored.
We can hang him out windows and shit. Yeah. Let him in. So.
Alright.
So, what's Voldemort's plan, book one, with Dudley there? Is he still on the back of Quirrell's head?
He's on the back of Quirrell's head. Oh, poor Quirrell.
You know how, like...
The thing is, like, almost in the moment he meets him, he's like, yes, I'm the defense against the dark arts, and that my name is, he writes Mr. Quirrell.
Yeah.
And then Dudley's gonna come behind and kick him.
That's exactly... You just hear a muffle. Why does your head...
Why is your back of head drawn by me?
Hey, this idiot's got teeth on the back of his head.
Hey, everyone, let's hit things at him.
Professor Quirrell, more like Professor... Teeth on the back of your head, all right? Yeah!
Keep him smacking back.
They just undo his turban and see Voldemort. And if they... Everybody grabs one of Quirrell's arms. There's nothing Voldemort can do but try and shrink back in the...
Imagine you had a bite.
It's also good. Okay.
Someone call a teacher.
Get Dumbledore.
We've given Dudley a scar on his entire chest.
Yeah.
Which means he walks in the defensive end.
Defense against the Dark Arts.
Defense against the Dark Arts class, and all of a sudden he just gets really hot.
Takes off his t-shirt.
Hell yeah! He's like, his pants, and that's it. He's like, oh, that's one here. Who we find?
Dudley! He's gonna belly, sure.
Oh yeah, fine. Yeah. Dudley has lived a life of luxury, eating only cake.
And that ain't stopping with the house elves.
No!
What's that? More cake! You reckon, came from? Oh, it's not came from.
I imagine Dumbledore having a meeting with all the students he can get that on Dudley being like, don't let him find out about the kitchen. Just, if he finds out he can go there and get anything he wants, we're done. We're done. So,
does he have a wand?
Dudley,
oh. Yeah.
It'll probably take crabs or gourds.
Give me that!
Imagine Dudley.
Wand! Wand tricks! Doesn't work.
I like to imagine.
He's just gonna make a shiv.
It doesn't work. Damn! Works now. I know one spell and it's stabbing. I really like the idea of Dudley being mad that two, like, one wand isn't working and just assuming he doesn't have enough juice and robbing kids of their wands and staping them together. Got like that many wands. One spells! Oh, snaps a wand.
Alright. So
Quirrell's
easily to sort out. Just keep hit by
how do you get the Voldemort face off the back of Quirrell?
Like, say they found it.
I think at this point, it's going to be Quirrell being like, oh, him face first on the carpet. All the other kids are like pulling and picking on him. At that point, Snape or someone's going to walk past and be like,
those students are just killing that at each other.
And then they're going to come in like, oh.
I guess these students are heroes.
And then it's just going to be like, well, for the Fiji,
for the blood,
1,000 points
to house.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, if you kill Quirrell, Voldemort gets away, right?
Yeah,
so maybe Voldemort just ghosts out of there, and that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, Trent, you don't get any of the, all the kind of, like, the dog or anything like that?
No.
Sort
of. Dudley's not going in there, there's a big dog.
So I guess the Philosopher's Stone is still there.
It's there and it's safe.
Neat.
Dudley does. Not all of that, but a little bit good.
Are they former Quidditch team?
Dudley seems like the sporting type.
Oh, yeah.
So I imagine maybe he tried. You don't have to be a wizard to ride a broom, right?
No.
You have to be a wizard to do the spell that makes the broom come into your hand.
Yeah.
Which rules, because that's the first thing you learn in Quidditch class. But surely that's just like a cool trick.
Yeah.
Well, the broom doesn't hover until you. I guess you probably just pick it up.
Yeah, that's what I'm
pretty sure everyone like, you're like, whoop, and Dudley's like, ah! Yeah, fine.
And then. Dudley's not going to be good at Quidditch, though.
No, but he's going to be team captain.
Yeah.
And a beater.
Yeah.
Dudley, you can't be both, yeah?
Alright, he's going to beat these balls into the. Nah, I'm just going to hit them in the head.
Oh, yeah, we're giving him a bat.
Yeah.
That were a good idea. Is he just going to kill Harry Potter?
Maybe.
What are the rules in Quidditch if I want to prove when I jump on someone else's broom? Like mid-air, do a leap, let my broom into the crowd, and then I'm on someone else's broom and I shake them off.
And you smack them on the head?
Yeah.
I reckon I'm loud.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's good. Dude, you seem skeptical.
No, I think it's fine.
Good laugh.
Excellent laugh.
I like it. I can imagine Dudley being the kind of guy that would ram another lap.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people would be pretty mad about that. Like, with the wizard politics about Dudley being allowed in Hogwarts, that's something I feel like we should address, where everyone's like, he's just not a wizard. He's just a guy. Like,
keep that fucking hand up and I'll break it off.
I rescind my statement.
What house have you bloody formed, mate? I'm a founding father.
Hey, does Dudley get to bring his PlayStation?
Yeah. Not the one he eats.
Because he comes,
Yeah, I imagine that would make him furious.
But he himself isn't a wizard, so maybe he could use it.
Everybody gathers around, watches Dudley play Mario. Nobody pays attention to their studies, because they're just like, one kid has a video game, and that's incredible.
Wait, does Mark Dudley see Hogwarts as like an old boy decrepit castle?
I'm not going to do a spell on his brain.
So they need to.
Let's just assume the Horcrux outweighed that.
Yeah. I feel the Horcrux have to give him a little bit of magic.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't fit in. And I'll be like, yeah, I can just like, magic eyes, you know? Just something.
You know what? I feel
like a little red now.
What? I feel sorry for Filch. Because one, Dudley will be just cruel to that man. The moment he's like, Mr. Dursley out after the Oh my god. Okay, Mr. Dursley.
One more word, I'll kick your cat.
Not my cat. I love it for some reason.
That was one more word. Filch.
Mrs. Norris is fucked.
Also, but I feel sorry for Filch because I assume Dudley is going to vandalize.
Oh,
I see there's not going to be a desk in the Hogwarts that doesn't have D. Mr. Dursley, could you please slow down with the dick and ball?
So I'm guessing Dudley's in constant attention.
Oh, yeah.
He knows the Forbidden Forest like the back of his hand.
Well, I imagine Dudley's like, whatever, just runs away. Like, it's not hard to escape. That is the worst detention.
Right, Dudley, is he running into the forest?
Yeah.
I just feel like this, like, Aragog is going to, like, come be like, yes, Hagrid. Here he is again. Please make him stop stomping on my children. Thank you.
Okay, so second year.
Yeah. Everybody's getting petrified by battles.
Yeah.
Doubly unconcerned.
Like, you're my eyes. I'm gonna keep you close from now on. You tell me where I'm going.
You're gonna be forever on my shoulders, looking for me.
If we're going straight, good.
It is great to imagine Dudley with like leashes attached to less willful students.
At the moment that kid starts moving, what happened?
Oh, he got gone. Everyone keep going.
Oh, we lost him. Yeah, he's petrified.
But Dudley's never going to. He's not going to go down there and fight the Basilisk.
Oh, no.
Is Harry?
Yeah, one thing I can think of happening is that Harry, Hermione, and Ron are still friends based on the bullying you've ever seen. So, Harry still has the same adventure.
Yes?
Sorry. So Harry still has the same adventures as he doesn't share the secrets, but Dudley is also there.
That's sad. I'm sad Dudley doesn't impact him all. But I guess Dudley's just doing his own Dudley shit.
Yeah.
Dudley might steal the book off Ginny. That seems like the kind of thing he'd rob.
Yeah.
And then he'd just write curse words in it. This book where the ink disappears is shit.
That's good. They would just skip that into the lane.
I don't know what the good of this book is.
Alright, people I need to bully today. How would it not? This book's shit in the fire.
That's great from the perspective of Voldemort on the upper end. Like, what? Who is saying this to me?
This book sucks.
This book's fine. No, it isn't. Book your shit. I'm not a book on Tom Riddle. I don't care. You're a fucking book! I'm not a book, I'm a man! What?! And then just dig a
wall. What the hell is this? A Horcrux. You're a Horcrux! A what?!
Please stop sending dick and balls.
No! Dick and balls.
He can send dick and balls forever. That's the best part.
This doesn't get less balls to draw.
I will employ some of my nerds that I am bullying to draw dick balls for me. I have won. Yeah. And then I guess...
The book throws itself in the fire.
Because, like, Tom Reynolds just...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Clown trapped as a child?
What destroys the most? Like either a basilisk
or a Horcrux?
Or a Horcrux?
No, maybe.
A Horcrux would destroy a Horcrux.
That seems right. I'm not going to look at the audience in case someone tells me I'm wrong.
I can already see everyone shaking their head. So I assume we're correct.
I feel like maybe we are the only podcast that knows the sound of a crowd shaking his head. I feel like that's a noise we uniquely
resonating. We should trademark.
We should, they're like...
I'm gonna walk back and feel.
know it's there. Yeah.
But that's great if a Horcrux can destroy a Horcrux not looking. Because that means that Dudley, he just tore it apart in a rage.
Can a Horcrux destroy itself? Because I feel like that Dudley perhaps would bully this person. It doesn't want to exist.
That's great, because that's like Voldemort being like, that is a lost cause. Yeah. That whole frog's be fucked, just get rid of it.
This like, Tully, like, you know, your shit, blah, 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 blah. You're just be like, can you please find a basilisk vein and stab me?
Throw me in the fire, please. I also like the idea of Dudley just being like, I'm done, and tearing it in half, and Voldemort being like, oh my goodness, Dudley, you tore the book, you know? He's like, yeah, it's a book.
Really?
Not that hard.
Paper and paper.
Yeah, what the fuck? It's a paper and leather. You're dumb, Dudley.
You're dumb. Was that forks again?
I'm sad that he's not down there finding the basilisk.
Actually,
yeah?
Maybe Harry dies in the second book. Because the thing that stops him from dying is forks.
Harry's dying, he's like, yeah, but Fox will come and say,
this chapter smash cut back to the office. 106, 107, 109.
I'm sad that we are robbed at the moment where Dudley gets the sorting hat. Harry reaches it and pulls out the sword of Godric Gryffindor. He pulls out like a baseball bat. This is a baseball battle of Dudley. Only true Dudley house members together.
Sorry to inform you, but Harry is petrified. We need a new person to save the school. Yeah, I've got this.
Okay.
Rolls up his sleeve. Give me that hat. I reckon I've got something in it.
Pulls out a gun.
Perfect.
Holy shit, this is the Dursley. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a gun in my house. Like, people, where's that snake? And it's a shut up, I don't care. Where's that snake?
Where's that big rat?
You know the big rat that's been looking at people and making them rocks? Mr. Dursley, you've not been paying attention at all.
No.
I don't listen ever. Listening's dumb.
Yeah, shut up, nerd. Now where's that rat?
Oh, a snake.
Oh.
Then he just shoots it. Bang, bang, bang.
Not even looking. Rap, rap, rap. Three in the brain.
So that's
that problem.
Yeah,
yeah, he's still at that one. Would you really petrified? Yeah, Harry's petrified. Maybe there was Dudley trying to take him back, like knocks him over and he smashes or something. Oh, I'm gonna get in trouble for that.
Surely there's a mandrake tears in there.
Oh yeah.
I can imagine like now that sure Harry's alive, but like maybe crippled, like
yeah.
He loses a few things, bits of bits.
Like if an arm falls, if an arm does fall off when you're petrified, you don't get that back, yeah.
You know, let's just look into the books where that definitely happens in this conversation.
You know, weirdly, I couldn't hear a head shake.
Yeah,
I
listened for the crowd. I didn't hear a nod either.
Yeah,
one of the people with the microphone on stage is doing like a lifting for them.
Like,
oh, yeah. Harry shake heads. Oh no, Jill's about to yell at them. That's why.
Because Dudley, like, you know. I'm trying to think of the classes that don't require magic that he could learn.
Potions.
Herbology.
Yeah.
That's it. Quiz.
Charms.
Charms. You need a wand for charms. That's like saying, what class don't you need a wand for? Oh, spells.
Apothecary is a thing.
Divination, easy done.
Well, that's the third year that's when they start doing that. I can
imagine Dudley trying to do that.
He's really good, because he's alive. Ah, it says I'm great. Magic 20? Yes, you are.
It does say you're great.
You are great. Yeah, I know.
But just again, Dudley's reaction to being told to look at stars or tea leaves or something. Are you for serious, huh?
I like how you're Dudley just tipping out his tea on Neville's head.
Oh, it says I'm not a fucking nerd.
It says that you'll be burned soon.
Holy shit, it was right.
Fuck me.
Plus.
Boy, Professor Tawny, I'm good, yeah?
Oh, yes.
I guess so. I'm sad Dudley doesn't learn that brand into cup spell, because that just seems like prime for havoc.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the amount of students that would be cops?
Oh, really? I feel that was with Pratt and Doyle. I don't know your name yet.
drink from him from now on. Colin McCready is my cup.
So I guess, alright, so year three, Harry's a cup.
Yeah.
Missing a handle.
What are the, hang on, let's for a bit of fun do the names of each book. So, Dudley Dursley, and the...
And the King Hip?
And the King Hip of the teacher.
Wait, hang on. Does King Hip translate? Cowards punch them on the back of the head, or is this just an Australian thing?
Donkey punch the sex fixer, no.
So in Australia we...
No, it's sucker punch.
In Australia, we call that a coward's punch, which I always think is really funny, because that means punching someone in the face is a hero's punch.
It's also got a king here, but then they tried to change that.
Yeah.
Because
there was actually an entire advertising campaign about this in Australia. This is not a joke.
We have a sucker punch epidemic.
People die.
You go to a nightclub, you drink until 2:30 in the morning, you get kicked out, you hit a bouncer.
But now, thanks to the advertising campaign, we know that's wrong. Thank goodness.
So, yeah.
So, Dudley Dursley has
this. Is the guy who went to jail for that?
Yeah, I think so. It's intense. So, Dudley Dursley and the King Hip. Dudley Dursley and the time I had to do what Harry Potter couldn't. Dudley Dursley and the shit book. Okay, so I like that Harry's like, the Philosopher's Stone is King, sucker punch, shit bull.
Yeah, alright, book three, what happens?
So is Sirius Black breaking out of Azkaban still?
I guess Harry's around, so probably.
I guess he'd want to.
Yeah.
It's funny, it's not funny, but it's great if Sirius just hasn't heard about Dudley. So he's just really excited for all this stuff to Harry, and then he gets the whole book and he's like, oh god.
I'm really excited to see the boy who lived. Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Oh boy, who are you?
I'm the boy who lived, who is that?
What, in the situation where...
You're a bad dog.
But
you're a stupid bad dog, I'm gonna get my back.
So, in the scene with the hippogriff, because he can do magical creatures, but you don't need magic for that.
Yeah.
Is Dudley riding his hippogriff, or is he getting attacked instead of Malfoy?
Yeah,
I don't think either of them
is. Or is he killing the hippogriff before anyone else can?
He's definitely hassling the hippogriff.
Oh, yeah. Punching it in the side or whatever.
Yeah, you're a hippogriff, and he's like poking its ribs.
Yeah. Grabbing its beak or something.
And then having all sorts with that, and then just gets stabbed.
I think
Dudley picks a fight with it, and then Hagrid gets hurt. Trying to break it up.
Trying to break the fight. Because the hippogriff still needs to get killed at some point, right? No, it gets loose.
That's right.
That book doesn't just end with the massacre of an animal. I like to imagine that Dudley gets it riled up so that when it attacks Malfoy, it attacks Malfoy.
Wait, Malfoy's leaving the school.
Oh, that's right, Malfoy's still the trainer. We don't go in that carriage.
There's a boy sleeping in there.
He's been sleeping for 3 years. Just shut the door and don't worry about it. So, the big things in the third one, Sirius Black,
yeah.
The Shrieking Shack, yeah. The Shrieking Shack.
Lupin?
Lupin. Oh, the Pocket. What's Dudley afraid of?
Oh.
The Pocket just disappears because Dudley fears no man.
The Pocket refuses to come out.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, stay in there and he tips over the closet. Now set it on fire. No, we're just teaching you to face your fears.
Well, we might have Lupin because we didn't get Ultimate Fire, Lockhart Fire.
Yeah, that's true. Lockhart's still the domestic. People are receiving a bad education. Dudley maybe is skipping that class.
Well, he's not a wizard, so he...
Why is he there in the first place? He's bored.
Yeah, he's like, what's defense against the dark? He's like, I killed the teacher last year, might as well just go visit this year.
Not much happens in book three.
Yeah.
Dementors, he's gonna have to deal with that.
Yeah, but does he have bad thoughts? Or does the Dementor just be like, no, nothing there. No food.
This little boy. The Dementor would somehow get a mouth and be like, ah, Dudley House. And then it joins that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what about the Dementor's like, ooh.
And then Dalton's like,
ooh. And he sucks the Dementor. You eat me, I eat you! And then Dudley just eats all the Dementors. And there's Ministry of Magic, like, what happened to him? And Dudley was like,
I'm saying he doesn't have a wand, because I feel his Patronus beat himself.
Dudley would do a punch, and then a Patronus would come out with another one.
They just beat the shit. Street fighter shit.
Is he getting the time turn on?
No, that's just Hermione, he's just getting that. Because Dudley shouldn't have.
He doesn't need that now.
So, book three, pretty uneventful. Yeah. Somehow I imagine Buckbeak does just get its head cut off.
Well, there's no time. Well, there is a time turn, but maybe they didn't come together properly.
Yeah, I feel like just that's a dead Buckbeak.
Yeah.
Also, does Peter Pettigrew pop out of scabbers?
Wait, actually.
Yeah.
It might be a dead Buckbeak, because if you got all the Dementors early enough, no one's gonna kill. Oh, wait, even the school kills.
Which is fucked up, and the way they kill him is with a fucking axe. Imagine if a dog bit a kid at your high school and they were like, alright, get out the hatchet.
You're gonna put the dog down and be like, shouldn't a vamp do this?
No.
And now we have an executioner to put down dangerous animals.
That's so intense.
It has to be the ministry that does that, I'm just remembering it.
Yeah, it is. No, the ministry does
it. No, but it's so fucked up. Don't kill us with an axe!
It happened on school ground.
Yeah! They're not like, we need to do it when the students come sit. They never check.
I'm open invite.
You know that bird that killed that kid you hate?
Oh wait, no, yeah, Malfoy doesn't care. Cool, so that's book three.
What, nothing
happened? I imagine, is Dudley in a position to see Scabbers become a man? I feel like that's the kind of thing Dudley would be horrified by.
I also feel that Peter Pettigrew might kind of join Dudley.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like Ghostly, the one who's the most powerful.
What happens if someone eats the rat?
I think there's one man that'll help answer that question.
I can't imagine Dudley
answering it.
Well, realistically, what's probably going to happen is if Dudley sees a rat, he's going to stomp on it.
Yeah, that's true. Or if I am in Dudley House as this jester, it'll be like, Jackson, eat this rat, and I'll have to do it or face his wrath. And then, you know what I mean? They always make the weak child eat the gross food.
You're in Hogwarts with him now.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you don't eat this rat, I will hit you. And eating the rat seems like a better option.
It is a big rat. Maybe I don't. Although it's fucked up to imagine having it half in my mouth, regretting it, and then it becomes Peter Pettigrew. And explodes my head off, and Dudley's like, I don't know what's going on anymore.
I hate this one.
Alright, book four, Triwizard Cup.
Oh. Wow. This is where him being the chosen one comes in. Because Harry Potter's name is no longer in that Triwizard
Cup. Yeah, that's true.
I need the blood of the chosen one to help revive Voldemort. That means Dudley's doing this.
Yeah.
The man that I'm moving like it. Chucking it.
Dudders. Which is surely going to make the other schools way more furious. Because not only is he underrated, he's also not a wizard.
And then, like, the moment Dumbledore's like, did you put your name in the cup? Maybe!
What's it to you, cup?
Well, I forget!
I don't know what I put in wherever all the time. Gotta always be paying attention.
Yeah, what am I fighting now? The dragon.
See, Dudley will do no preparation for each task. He'll just go there and hope it works out, and it will. So what's the first task is fighting a dragon?
Fighting a dragon.
No, he's a boy. He can talk to snakes. Does that mean he can talk to a dragon?
No, a dragon is not a snake.
What if he's a reptile?
Yeah.
It's funny if he's just standing there hissing at a dragon.
They come in and being like, we don't know what he's doing.
The boys.
He did not bring a wand. He's confident, I'll give him that.
Also, that's wait, hey, he's got a gun.
Hey, bring me that.
Guess what's done? The dragon.
Bring me that hat with a gun in it I have. And he's pulling out his wand. No. Oh my god!
Everyone, turn on your eyes. Oh my god. Dead dragon.
Dead dragon.
Oh, the egg got crushed.
I like to imagine him grabbing the egg and then, like, as a victory thing, slamming it in the ground.
And that makes that hideous. Oh, like this. I can use that now.
Your head's broken, idiot.
I imagine the grand hall, everyone's eating their late breakfast. Dudley walks in, slams her head down.
Oh,
yeah, it's good for everybody.
That's right, I want.
So, Dudley would not ever find out that he has to fight whoever has to. Because he's not taking it in. He might take when he's bored of it, throw it in the Great Lake, but he won't hear what he has to say. Throw it in the Great Lake with a book.
Sorry, is there anyone he cares about that's down there? I guess a crab handle Doyle.
Yeah, or just no one.
It's PlayStation.
I'm sure he's
going wet.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, you wrecked it.
Grabbed it, comes out. Dumbledore.
Don't you know
the other one?
You can't get a PlayStation wet.
Ew, idiot.
So, when they had that meeting, did the students know they could be put under and put in the... Like, there's a meeting, surely, when they're like, hey, Hermione, Ginny, whatever, we're going to drown you, effectively. No?
They can just do it, I assume.
That's it, because I like the meeting where they're like, all right, Ginny, Hermione, a place.
We're in the lake.
We're going to put you all in the lake, and Hermione be like, what? What is this?
Hermione, I don't want to in the PlayStation, use emotions.
The guy who has to tie the PlayStation to a post would feel like an idiot. Surely this can't be this kid's most beloved thing in the world.
Extra three unconscious kids just a PlayStation.
I feel Dudley's tactic here would be to go wherever they find Gilly Weed and put a lot of things in his mouth.
Yeah.
So I assume he'll eventually, by luck, get Gilly Weed.
So Dudley's like, I know I'm going to go to water. I'm just going to, yeah.
What he would do is, like, so when Rick puts it in the other kid that has a Gilly Weed.
Yeah.
You're like, what do you got there? Take it out of his mouth, put it in his.
Give me some. No! This is bad! And then he just dived in when he got gills, I guess.
Can he swim? He doesn't seem to me like a man that can swim.
He can sure fucking sink. I'll give him that.
True. Alright, next one. A maze?
Yeah, a maze, yeah, a maze with some traps. The most boring Triwizard tournament section, let's be honest. Yeah, he looked like you had like a thought problem.
Yeah, the panic on my face is because I just remember what happens next. Okay, so he's probably not friends with Cedric Diggory.
No.
So he gets, they're both there, Cedric and him, and they're like, let's touch it together.
Although I guess it doesn't happen. I guess if Dudley is making it to the base first, which I doubt.
Yeah, look, no.
That's great. Like,
What happens? Cedric gets to the end first, Such a Cup disappears, comes back dead, and Dudley's like, fuck yeah, I won.
That's great, Dudley seeing the dead body and being like, sweet, go to crap. Hell yeah, or where am I?
Either that or it's going to be this, well, really, three dead bodies. I don't see Dudley coming second.
Dudley comes last, but everyone else is dead. So, which is quite from the deathiness perspective. And they're like, oh, not Harry, kill him. He's back. Not Harry again. Where's Harry? Oh, wait, where's Dudley? And then finally Dudley will arrive and be like, is this still part of it?
What's this challenge?
I don't get it. This challenge, fight a guy with no nose? Easy.
Hey, it's that rat I made my mate eat. What are you doing here?
How are you doing? You alright?
No.
I can see the guy's mouth. But the top half of me.
What is this? I'm making a photo. What do you need? Are you not? Yeah, you're on.
Yeah.
I can imagine Dudley spitting in it.
That count? No. What about that? Please stop.
I've got enough spit to last me all day.
I don't think you're trying to tell me this.
Should I spit on you? Will that help?
Stop.
Just kicks it up. So I feel though. Like,
wait, there's a guy in here.
Keeping up Voldemort is great. Voldemort just doing like a. And all week.
Put me back in the suit.
I'm not done yet.
I'm dealing with
you. I'm not cooked properly.
Back in the soup.
Your mate's a soup and that's fucked.
Rat boy. Help.
Don't leave me like you're cooking a little man.
Just being like, what's in the soup? What are you doing? Who's that? What?
It's also funny when you think it's a soup. It's not like Will. Be like, that's a little bit. In a soup? Is it good?
It's alright.
Tastes a little meaty. Anyway, whatever this is, I'm keeping it. It's my rabbit now.
Fucking...
I'm gonna call you Punches.
So, does Voldemort come back?
Well, as the penis thing.
Kind of the Voldemort that's at the end of the last one in the subway station is what Voldemort is. He came out half right.
Imagine Dudley's putting him in like a little snake aquarium. And being like, I can talk to it because I can speak to snakes.
Yes. That's fucked up for when he comes back holding an aquarium with fetus for all the boy. And everyone's like, are you all right? Oh my god.
Yeah. The others are dead, but I want this.
I want this. Is this the prize?
It's pretty good. I've got my room now.
Quite a crowd.
I guess Scotland won the try was up, but also we're going to stop the try from now on.
So we're going to just see, like, in Dudley's room, where there's like Fetus Voldemort in the tank behind him, and Dumbledore convincing, trying to convince Dudley, please keep him up.
Just, you can have him back when we're done.
But he is the most evil wizard ever. I just need him for a picture.
This cunt!
Yes,
what?
He's the one that killed
your... He can't even stand up!
I know.
I ate some of him! I thought he was a soup!
No, you see, that
he was a guy boiling him in a soup, and he's kind of a soup.
Okay, he is the most evil man who ever came to this as well.
Well, you're the most boring man.
Dudley, I need to kill him.
I like Reggie Dudley kills him because he spills up the aquarium with water. Maybe he needs to be in soup to be alive. Going down to the house after being like, I need a copious amount of soup.
Oh, you got chicken noodle?
Yeah, an aquarium's worth.
Drowning Voldemort in soup is not something you'd expect.
Drowning him in soup for the occasional fifth plate. Tap, 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 tap.
You never eat Voldemort.
You're on
your seat.
You're starting to smell. I guess we've got to clean out your soup. Chicken out. Maybe chunky beef this time.
But, Dudley Dursley and the man suit.
Alright.
Tell you what, I would buy these books more than Harry Potter ones.
Next book, I guess.
Book? Now we're getting into books that no one remembers what happens in.
Book Phoenix.
Book 6. Order of the Phoenix.
Well, 5.
Book 5, yeah.
Well, I guess at this point you've got Voldemort's in the aquarium, half dead or drowned.
Yeah.
Would the order be to fall?
Maybe. What the rest of the books happen?
I feel at this point it's going to be like, look, we know. Hey, the Order of the Phoenix would just be like, without Dudley.
Yeah.
We'd be like, look, you know where Voldemort is. He's a little fetus thing in the boy's aquarium. All we need to do is kill the other Horcruxes.
That's true.
Then Dudley. Then.
It's quite the Order of the Phoenix being like, we're not getting it. There's no way we're getting past Dudley, that's not happening.
Sorry.
Get it out of your head, we're gonna get the other Horcruxes for it.
So the endgame kicks in earlier.
Yes. So I guess the Death Eaters are confused. What? Just, Team Dudley.
Do they still do bad things?
I feel their tattoo might just be like 2Ds now.
Yeah, do you have the Death Eaters in the room with the aquarium be like, doop, doop, doop.
Hey, leave my rabbit alone!
Get me out of the soup! He keeps putting soup in here! I'm very sick! I've been surviving by just eating soup! Thank goodness soup is also sort of a drink!
I have to shit in here!
Please tip me out!
Please put in a filter!
Wait till Dudley's taking a shit! And then collect me and put flee with me. For some reason, my mind, Dudley takes long shits.
At least 4 times a day, baby.
He's regular, but heaps.
So the Death Eaters are also puzzled by how to get.
I imagine the Death Eaters could heist Voldemort out of their books.
Eventually, sure.
Yeah.
But But still, Voldemort's still going to be in
control. Oh, yeah. They fucked it up. Unless they kill this one, try again. But no, look, you're stuck with Fate as well.
So the Order of Phoenix, you have to go Sirius.
Yeah.
They ain't dying. No, Harry. That's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's good. Harry.
Oh, yeah, Sirius can't die because of no Dementor. Does that mean they ever work at... Did somebody eat every Dementor?
Well, probably not every
Dementor. So or if you want a taste for it, maybe. Yeah, you know, every time he goes home, he's like, Mom, Dad, I want a taste for a new thing.
Yeah.
Can you buy me them?
Does that mean that Sirius isn't alive? Sirius is dead.
Oh, that's true, but Sirius has just been killed.
Yeah.
By the government.
Yeah.
But look, Harry never knew Sirius was an option as a father, so
it's not even sad.
Yeah.
That's fine. Alright, so now the endgame happens. Alright. Horcruxes, how are they going down?
Well,
without the help of Dudley, that's for sure.
Is Harry still doing it? If Dudley was like Harry Potter, you were there. You might as well go get the other Horcruxes. Is Harry even bothering? Is in the scene where Dudley isn't Harry around and is like, this is you know when he makes him drink the poison?
Yeah.
Would Dudley do that? Or he would, he'd just take the lead of it, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Dumbledore would be like, when I start drinking this poison, I'm going to beg you to stop.
Like, stop me. Don't.
Like, yeah, right.
Keep drinking, dickhead.
Yeah,
oh, you're thirsty, aren't you?
It hurts!
You're parched. Drink up, dickhead.
Go. You know, like, tip it up into his throat, hold his nose.
I can't drink it. Yes, you can.
Although, our version of Dudley's in the kind of guy that would taste that himself.
Yeah.
But then I guess it'd just be like, this sucks, you keep drinking.
That happens pretty much the same.
Yeah, okay. So, but they have to kill each other, right?
Yeah.
Voldemort and Dudley, one has to kill the other.
Yeah. So at this point, they're all like, I guess they're sort of all the Horcruxes out.
Yeah.
And so now it's just a fight, a one-on-one.
Dudley
come versus us beating Voldemort.
Is this even a fight at this point? Or just a sad thing that happened on the Hogwarts grounds.
So, Dudley shot a baby. I guess.
Putting it down with a shoe.
Yeah. Just. And all the deputies are around, all the Hogwarts, like, it's all come down to this.
Oh,
and, like, they stuck a wand in Voldemort's, like, half claw form thing. And Dudley just.
What do you do when you don't have fish?
What?
Oh, you flush it.
I'm bored of this soup, man.
Time to go.
Watch
Voldemort down the toilet.
I just feel like at that point, like, but I liked it. You don't make me fuck him.
But then
his name is Punches. And I love him.
Yeah, if they were half flushing Voldemort and getting the thing clogged up, water starts coming out.
But at this point, when you kill Fetus Boy, and you kill the Horcruxes.
Yeah.
You're left with one Horcrux.
Dudley.
So, is this Voldemort going to possess Dudley, or is he going to try, and now Dudley has the powers of Voldemort? Because now I feel we've created the ultimate villain.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because I don't know of anything to take down, like,
a Dudley Voldemort.
Is it just that Voldemort will stay permanently lodged in the toilet until Dudley dies of old age?
And just lock off that bathroom.
This is a bold claim because it involves Harry Potter lore.
Yeah. Don't worry, we can hear them.
It's
fine.
I'm pretty sure the way that the Horcrux work is that Voldemort just can't die while they exist. Not that he possesses them.
Yeah.
Die while the other lives or some shit.
Yeah, but also, like, so it's not like if the snake was the last one that Voldemort would be that snake.
Yeah,
he can't die.
Yeah, but that, you're right. All that means is that they go dump Dudley, and not Dudley, dump Voldemort in the toilet.
Yeah,
lock it off. They'd be like, that's the forbidden sixth floor bathroom.
Yeah,
first years of like, I wonder why, and they'll open it up and be like, oh, okay. That's why.
Yeah.
And then Dudley lives a comfortable life.
Well, ultimately, at the end of the day, it really doesn't have to flush him. Aquarium full of soup.
Yeah, he could just keep him in the soup aquarium for the rest of Voldemort's natural life.
Dumbledore could be like, well, this was not how he envisioned how this would turn out, but I guess you stopped him.
It's great to imagine Dumbledore addressing the Ministry of Magic and be like, we have a solution. You're not going to like it.
But It is a solution.
Don't worry, eventually Voldemort will die, and he's not causing any problems till then. He's just in a soup.
Now we've seen?
Uh-huh.
And how's he being protected? Well, here's the boy.
You remember my many complaints lodged to the ministry about the boy who lived? Him. And then I guess the ministry would just be like, yeah, okay, look, nobody's getting through that guy. Does that mean Dudley did a better job or a worse job than Harry Potter?
Let's get back on the side.
Yeah.
So what's third in the order?
Oh, hello.
Turn it away.
Shush! And there was a pause there, that's fair.
So we're going to help us vote. So this is going to be a very simple yes or no question.
Yep.
Did Dudley do better than Harry Potter? So how are we going to do this?
I think first we just go no, and then we go yes. Okay. But on the count of three, we will get you to say not together, because that is insanity. So first we'll do no, and it'll be like 3, 2, 1, and everyone who's voting no just say no. And then we'll listen, we're like, that was quiet.
Alright. So, did Dudley do better than Harry Potter? No. 3, 2, 1.
Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Dudley rules!
Yeah!